okay, you're here because you've been recently red-pilled about the vaccine that you took. This podcast is intended for people who have been vaccinated and then have now come to realize that you were lied to by the establishment. And I want to welcome you to this podcast. The information here can, in most cases, save your life. And nothing here is going to be sugar-coated. There's no self-censorship here. I'm censored enough on all the other platforms. You've never been allowed to hear this information. That's why you probably took the vaccine in the first place, believing the propaganda and lies that you now know to be lies. So in the last week or so, you probably learned that vaccines don't protect you against coronavirus infections. They don't protect you against the Delta variants. You may have even learned that you being vaccinated are really a walking incubator producing Delta variants and other variants that are, in fact, vaccine resistant. This is natural viral evolution. It's the same thing as where in a hospital they keep prescribing antibiotics to patients, and then the patients become incubators to grow antibiotic-resistant bacteria, i.e. superbugs that go on to kill innocent people. And in America today, tens of thousands of people every year are killed by antibiotic-resistant superbug strains in hospitals. And that's MRSA and C.diff, and I don't know what all the strains are, but they're superbugs and they're deadly. If you've been vaccinated, you're breeding superbugs. You weren't told this, of course. You were told a lie. You were told that you would be immune and that you would help humanity, that you would be part of the solution. And because you're probably a well-meaning person, you went along with the institutional propaganda and you took the vaccine. But again, under good circumstances. So just to be clear, I'm not in any way saying that you're a bad person for doing so. I know you had positive intent, but you were manipulated and lied to. And I hate to tell you this, but if you continue down that path and you don't learn how to save your life, there's a very good chance you'll be dead within 1 to 3 years. If you took the vaccine and you haven't taken the right plant-based nutrients, and by the way, I'm not selling anything here. This isn't a sales pitch. I don't have any of this for you in this podcast at all. But there have been identified many plant-based molecules that can block the effects of the spike protein that are in the vaccine. In fact, the government of Thailand just legalized a traditional Thai herb as a recognized medicinal treatment for COVID. And I don't recall the name of that herb because I had never heard of it before. It's not something we use in Western herbalism, but it's something that's traditional in Thailand. So they have an herb recognized by the government. There are herbs. There's one from China that I know of. It's called star anise. In Chinese, it's pronounced ba jiao. And it's one of the herbs that flavors beef noodle soup, niu rou tang mian. And that herb contains shikimic acid. In fact, I'm sorry to switch topics for you here. Let me just give you something right up front that could save your life. You know how you can make your own shikimic acid extract for just pennies? Oh, and by the way, shikimic acid is the natural molecule from the plant world that has been used in traditional Chinese medicine to halt plagues. Yeah, to halt pandemics even 2,000 years ago in China. And it's the basis for the prescription drug known as Tamiflu. Tamiflu has been used to treat pandemics, to halt pandemics, because it blocks respiratory viruses, and it also blocks viral replication in the blood. And it's based on shikimic acid. And shikimic acid is found in an herb called star anise, A-N-I-S-E. And with the disclaimer that I'm not your doctor, you know, you need to seek out a qualified naturopath and so on, let me share something powerful with you that you can do to make your own medicine. You can make your own shikimic acid extracts cheaply and safely. All you have to do is go out and purchase an espresso machine. You can buy them online for $100. Espresso machines do a water extract of coffee beans using heat and pressure. And some of these machines will operate at 15 bar, which is a measure of pressure. Now, I operate a food science lab, and we have heat-based and pressure-based extraction instruments. They're called sample prep machines, essentially. They extract pesticides from food samples so we can test them for pesticides and herbicides like glyphosate, for example. That's what I do. I'm a published science author. I'm the owner of a food science lab. And we have like one piece of equipment. It's like a $50,000 piece of equipment. It is an extraction machine. And all it does, it uses pressure and heat to extract whatever's in the food sample. You can buy an extraction machine for $100 on Amazon or somewhere, although I don't want to support Amazon. Maybe just go to your local retail store and buy it there instead. You can have an espresso machine, which is an extraction machine, and you can buy some star anise herb, or you can buy fennel seeds, which also contain shikimic acid, and you can put the herb, like pound it with a hammer first, make it into small chunks. You can put the herb where the coffee goes, and you can run your espresso cycle, and instead of getting espresso, you're getting a shikimic acid extract in water. That's powerful medicine. You can make it yourself. In fact, we're working on a method in our laboratory right now on a single quad mass spec instrument to be able to quantitate the concentration of shikimic acid in an espresso extract. I'm not even kidding you. We're doing this in our lab right now, and we're going to be able to publish some methods perhaps in a couple of months. It takes some time to do this research. But that's one thing right now that you can do. And shikimic acid is found in fennel seeds. It's found in certain pine needles. And it's found in star anise herb, batiao. Now, again, I can't diagnose you. I can't prescribe anything. I'm not a doctor. Check with your own naturopath. Check with your own herbalist, you know, to find out how much you should take or if you should take it or what. But you can use this method that I'm mentioning to extract lots of things from lots of things. You can make a rosemary extract with a rosemary herb. And by the way, rosemary extract is very, very potent, very medicinal, all kinds of amazing properties. You can use this to extract lots of things from different types of medicines, including various Chinese medicines. But that's beside the point. If you want to live and you're now getting red pilled, you know you've been lied to. You know they told you you couldn't infect people. Now they say you can. You know they told you you would be protected. Now they say you're not really protected. And you may be beginning to find out that the early protection of the virus, of the vaccine, is fading. And within 6 to 7 months after you took the vaccine, you're going to lose basically all protection. And your immune system is going to be in worse shape because you never built natural immunity, which is a broad spectrum immunity. Instead, you had artificial antigens that your body responded to. They're very narrow and very specific. So you have no immunity against the super strains that are being shed from the bodies of other people who have been vaccinated. In other words, you created for yourself the worst case situation where you're the most vulnerable. And also, you've created something called pathogenic priming in your system, in addition to the micro blood clots in your vascular system and the vascular damage and the, you know, the blood clot problem of your blood not flowing correctly, which causes tingling in hands and feet. Some people have had their legs amputated. Some people have had strokes. Some people have had heart attacks and have died, like the rapper. You know, DMX, he's dead because of the vaccine, and so on. But all of these things are happening to you because you got injected with spike protein, which is a biological weapon. Now, fortunately, there are ways to stop the damage. And I'm not going to give you a full list here. I've already mentioned shikimic acid. That's one thing that's very important. But you need to protect your vascular system from the spike protein damage. There are ways to do that. And those solutions are found in the natural world. And people like myself and others who are in this space, we're all censored. A lot of really knowledgeable people, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, for example. and Dr. Lee Merritt and others, I've interviewed most of them, and myself and others in this space, we all have answers to how you can save yourself from spike protein bioweapons. But you have to make a shift and stop listening to the propaganda and start empowering yourself with knowledge to save your own life. And there are, I can give you two places right now where you can do that. You can go to naturalnews.com, which is my website. And we have an entire team of writers and editors and researchers and fact checkers. And we publish dozens of articles a day. And we'll cover articles about ways to fight against spike protein damage, such as the recent Thai government announcing an herb that's recognized by their medical system. We also did an article recently about natto, which is a Japanese superfood, N-A-T-T-O. Natto, which is consumed by most Japanese people, natto protects the cardiovascular system against spike protein, which try to latch onto ACE2 receptors, but natto blocks that, thereby protecting you from spike protein latching on and damaging your tissue. So that's just one more example, but there are many other examples of things that you can do. You need to start reading naturalnews.com every day, and you need to start watching videos on Brighteon.com. Because on Brighteon.com, which is a video platform that my company built over many years, spending many millions of dollars, you're going to see an amazing assortment of shows and interviews of top doctors, Dr. Robert Malone, Vanden Geert Bosch, if I'm getting that correct, Dr. Hoffe, Dr. David Martin, and so many others who have been sounding the alarm about the damage caused by these vaccines. And you're going to see shows on there from Del Bigtree, The High Wire. You're going to see amazing interviews from Stu Peters at stupeters.tv. You're going to see videos from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Christiane Northrup and videos of Dr. Mercola and many others. You're going to see these on Brighteon.com. And you're going to gain a wealth of knowledge. Now, Brighteon's a free speech platform, by the way. You're going to see a lot of stuff on a lot of different topics that have nothing to do with vaccines. You know, there's going to be videos on politics, videos on economics, and then there's, like, you know, unexplained Bigfoot, aliens, flat earth videos, whatever. There's all, because it's a free speech platform, so people speak freely. But the point is, you can find amazing, informative, credible video interviews of some of the most important voices who are warning about what's happening with these vaccines, like Dr. Peter McCullough, for example. I interviewed attorney Thomas Renz, that has a very powerful message about the wave of lawsuits that's coming. The point is, you've got to change your sources of information in order to be informed. And if you do this, now, you know, stop using Facebook, stop using Twitter, stop using YouTube, stop using Google, for God's sake. You can search on DuckDuckGo. Get your videos on Brighteon or BitChute or Rumble. Get your information from independent websites. Now understand that all of the independent sites, you know, the Dr. Tenpenny sites, my site, everybody's site, they're all going to be completely censored and completely slandered and smeared all over the place because they don't want you to listen to the solutions that we have to offer for humanity. So if you're the kind of person who says, oh, I will only believe, quote, authoritative sources, well, those are the sources that have been trying to get you killed. And they will succeed in killing you if you're foolish enough to believe in their false authority. If you want to live, listen to independent media. We have the accurate predictions. We've told the truth from day one. I reported this was from a lab in China on day one. And that's been proven correct again and again and again. We've been vindicated over and over again for our predictions. And I can tell you with absolute certainty, there is a globalist effort underway right now to use this fabricated pandemic to push mass hysteria, to drive people into mass vaccinations, which contain bioweaponized spike protein toxic nanoparticles that are designed to achieve global depopulation. You, listening to this, you, they want to exterminate you as if you were a common insect. The vaccines are designed to exterminate humanity. The very people behind the vaccines are the same ones that are talking about, oh, the planet's in crisis and they have to kill off 7 billion people to have a sustainable ecosystem. And they're making good on that promise by building the vaccines and pushing the vaccines. They will succeed in killing at least 1 billion human beings. This is a Holocaust on a level that dwarfs the Nazi Holocaust of World War II. They're going to mass exterminate at least 1 billion people. Now I'm thinking it might be a few billion. And they will kill you too if you allow them. If you go along with them, you'll be dead inside of 3 years, maybe much sooner. And you'll die from blood clots or heart attacks or vascular damage or a stroke or something like that. You'll die a miserable death. Oh, or you'll die from antibody-dependent enhancement, which is a hyperinflammatory reaction, which is what the vaccine sets up in people. So this coming flu season, when people start to get the flu, their bodies are going to eat their own tissue to death from the inside. It's a hyperinflammation overreaction of the immune system. Basically, your immune system eats you from the inside, and it is a horrific, painful death. And that death is awaiting probably millions of people worldwide over the next 12 months to 18 months, something like that. That's what the vaccine sets up. Yeah, look it up, ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, hyperinflammatory reaction. So there are ways, I believe, to avoid that. I think that even if you took the vaccine, I think you can still save your life. I wasn't sure of that a year ago. Now I'm confident because I've seen so much more coming out about nutrition and ways to block the spike protein and ways to protect the cardiovascular system and so on. But I can assure you that people who live on processed junk foods and pro-inflammation foods, fried foods, cheap crap seed oils, anything made with corn oil, soy oil, which includes most of your common grocery store salad dressings, for example, and sauces, even pasta sauce, and so on. Those are all hyperinflammatory types of groceries, including partially hydrogenated oils, also known as shortening, which is in cookies and crackers and your fake coffee creamer and all that. People who eat these pro-inflammatory seed oils and ingredients and who take the vaccine, they will likely be dead very soon. They're already walking dead. The survivors, in my view, will be those who embrace, number one, the truth about all of this, but secondly, embrace natural medicine, plant-based medicine, good nutrition, good supplementation, superfoods, anti-inflammatory foods, all of these things, I think, can save millions of lives. And that's exactly why all these things are being censored. Because the same globalists that have plotted to exterminate you like an insect, they are censoring anyone who talks about possible answers. And this is why the medical journals, the so-called science journals like The Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine and JAMA and so on, they all conspired to fraudulently publish articles attacking ivermectin. Last year, they attacked ivermectin. They falsely claimed it caused heart scarring, a complete lie. They attacked hydroxychloroquine, which can be very useful for people. And the hospitals attack vitamin D and zinc. They don't let anybody take vitamin D. I mean, imagine a healthcare system that bans vitamin D, which is probably the single most nutrient, the most important nutrient in human civilization today. Vitamin D could probably prevent more problems than any other single nutrient, and yet it's banned in the hospitals because the hospitals are tombs. They are death monuments. They celebrate death. They're like death temples, really. And your typical doctor, your typical nurse, they're all in on it. Your typical pharmacist, they have abdicated their responsibility. They don't engage in providing informed consent to patients. They don't do their research. They don't read the studies that they're supposed to read, so they don't know about ivermectin or zinc or, you know, other things that might support immune function. They just push vaccines without even doing the research. They just do what they're told because most of them are working for now big so-called healthcare corporations that control their salaries. And most of these young doctors especially have 10 years of student debt to pay off, or 12 years if they did 4 years of residency. They've got 12 years of student debt to pay off, and they'd be bankrupt unless they push the lies of the vaccine industry. So the hospitals tell the doctors, lie to the patients. The doctors willingly go along with it and lie and inject people with bioweapons and start killing people. They get kickbacks from big pharma. They get their student loans paid off over time. They have their nice cushy jobs, and they murder people for profit, which of course the cancer industry has been doing for decades. But now this is virtually every mainstream physician in America is a vaccine murderer. And the thing is, most of them know what they're doing because they don't take the vaccines themselves. That's right. That's right. Over two-thirds of America's doctors don't take the vaccines. And when they say they did, really, maybe they just gave themselves a saline shot. They know what's in it, but they're killing their patients because they need the money. All right. So again, your value to the globalists is about the same as a cockroach. They have no humanity. They respect no human rights. They're trying to push these vaccine mandates, forced vaccines on you without your consent, without telling you the truth, and without the vaccines even being approved as safe and effective. None of these are approved. They're all experimental cocktails. Some of them are gene therapy injections, which are blatantly illegal under any kind of a mandate. They don't care about your human rights. They don't value your humanity at all. Again, you have the same value as about a cockroach in their eyes. So until you realize that and start saving yourself from them, then you will just get stomped on and exterminated like a cockroach. And that's going to happen to tens of millions of Americans over the next few years. We're going to see mass death, body bags everywhere. The mainstream media will blame somehow unvaccinated people for all of this, even though it's the vaccines that are mass murdering people by design, right on cue. Okay, so the bottom line, if you want to live, follow me. If you want to live, follow the independent media. If you want to live, we can teach you how to do that. And it's actually very simple. It doesn't even cost you much. And you know, buy an espresso machine. You know, learn about nutrition. You know, most of the material's free. All the articles on Natural News are free. All my podcasts are free. All the videos on Brighteon are free. You can get a world-class education that will save your life while spending nothing. Or you can choose to go down the path of vaccine suicide or medical violence committed against you. And of course, there's an entire system run by the globalists, run by Big Pharma, that's happy to exterminate you to achieve their depopulation goals. And you will make them happy if you go along with them. And if you say things like, oh, I believe in science, and just do whatever you're told. You should always be skeptical. If you're doing the things that the corporate establishment wants you to do, that should be a red flag right there. You know, so shocking to me that I've known people who were big-time anti-GMO protesters, strongly opposed to Monsanto, you know, glyphosate, genetically engineered crops. So many of these same people are now 100% pro-vaccine. Suddenly, they've gone along with the mass poisoning of humanity because Biden's in the White House. Suddenly, they're just pro-poisoning because it's a vaccine now. They used to hate Monsanto. Now somehow they love Pfizer. You realize how many felony crimes Pfizer has admitted to committing over the years in settlements with the states and the DOJ and so on. I mean, these are felony corporations. In fact, the vaccine manufacturers have committed far more felony crimes than Monsanto ever did. And Monsanto was previously considered the most evil corporation in the world. Not anymore. Now it's like, you know, it's like Pfizer and AstraZeneca, maybe Google for going along with it, Facebook. If you're going along with this system, you're going along with pure evil. And they treat you like a cockroach. And they're going to stomp on you. They're going to crush you. And if you've taken the vaccine, you're already on that path. You can reverse it, but only through knowledge, not by being an obedient sheeple who does what they tell you to do. Now, I said I wasn't going to pull punches, and I haven't. I'm just laying it out straight for you. You can decide whatever you want. It's your life. But I'm here to tell you, actions have consequences. If you inject yourself with a biological weapon, you should not be surprised if you have to have your legs amputated. You should not be surprised if you have strokes, if you have vascular damage, if you start to show the vascular health of a 70-year-old when you're only 35 or 40. Don't be surprised. Because you made the decision, you did it to yourself, and there's nothing that I can do to reverse that. The key is start protecting your vascular health right now, today. Reverse your bad diet today or improve it in whatever way you can. And most importantly, stop injecting yourself with biological weapons. I think most people can make it through this, even if they've had one or two of the shots, if you turn to nutrition. But sadly, very few people will do that because it's much more convenient to listen to the false authorities who are trying to get you killed than to listen to a bunch of people who have been censored and smeared and blacklisted and labeled anti-vaxxers, when in fact we are the pro-humanists. We are the pro-human remnant who will inherit the earth. We are the survivors. You, if you continue to take these injections, you are the walking dead. You will win the Darwin Award, while we will be the ones left standing. Because we didn't commit vaccine suicide. It's just cause and effect. Make whatever moral judgment you want, but people who commit suicide don't tend to represent the future of the human race. Darwin Award time. And billions of people are being walked into that trap to commit vaccine suicide. And perhaps billions will die in the next few years as the spike protein kicks in, the antibody-dependent enhancement, the vascular damage, the microblood clots, all of it. Okay? So, believe whatever you want, but understand, if you have the wrong beliefs, then you will be a victim of your beliefs. You could instead be empowered by the correct beliefs that are in alignment with your physiology, biology, natural medicine. You could live a long life and prosper without suffering, with lots of happiness and lots of knowledge. But that choice is yours. I can't make it for you. No one can. You have to make that choice yourself. So if you want to make that choice, if you want to join the surviving remnant of humanity, you can find us. We're the independent media, naturalnews.com. You can see a lot of websites at censored.news if you want. And watch Brighteon.com. And we're launching soon Brighteon.tv, which is a new broadcast platform with over 30 new shows, is launching August 24th. It's going to be pretty amazing. You'll definitely want to check that out. And that information can also save your life. So I want to offer you prayers and hope that you make the right choice and understand that we want to help you. We want to save you. The globalists are trying to kill you. Who would you rather listen to? Think about it. All right, I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Prayers to you and your family, and I hope that you will join me in surviving the global culling of the human race that the globalists are trying to pull off.